She is arguably the greatest living guitarist of any genre, and this weekend Sharon Isbin will be at the Wharton Center playing the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo with the Lansing Symphony. It's a piece that she's played once or twice or 300 times, but does she keep track anymore?
I don't, but it's definitely many hundreds of times at this point, and I had the pleasure of actually knowing Rodrigo and enjoying a friendship with him for 20 years.
And the Concierto de Aranjuez is the most performed concerto of the 20th century, and it's one of those rare works where the story behind its composition is just as moving as the music itself.
The music is not only compelling on a technical level, but deeply so emotionally. It really captures the essence of the Spanish soul with all its yearning and its pathos and its jubilation. And part of the reason for that, you have outer movements that are very jubilant, and you have an inner movement that came at a very critical time in Joaquin Rodrigo's life. He and his wife were expecting what would have been their first child. She miscarried. They lost the child. She became very ill, and nobody knew if she would live or die. So Rodrigo would visit her at the hospital and come back every night unable to sleep and would console himself with this beautiful theme from the Adagio. Fortunately, she did recover. They went on to have many years together. The piece is just imbued with that sense of loss and the sadness, but yet the hopefulness. And it's just very moving to play and to hear every time. I had the honor of recording this several times, and the most recent recording I did with the New York Philharmonic. It's on an album of all Latin guitar concerti, the other two being by Manuel Ponce from Mexico and Villa-Lobos from Brazil. It's the only recording of the over 2,000 that the New York Philharmonic has made. It's the only recording they've ever done with a guitar soloist.
That selection from Sharon Isbin's recording with the New York Philharmonic and the Concierto de Aranjuez by Joaquin Rodrigo. Part of her recent 5-album collection released by Warner, but you can see and hear the genuine article Saturday night at the Wharton Center as Sharon Isbin joins the Lansing Symphony and maestro Timothy Muffett. Although this is their second collaboration that she'll have with maestro Muffett this concert season, since she also joined him with his other Capital City ensemble, the Baton Rouge Symphony, a few months ago. Maestro Timothy Muffett.
It's always interesting to do this dynamic, and it happens fairly regularly because it's a way that I can create synergies here. But it will sound different, certainly. The personalities exert themselves, and so I have the kind of a unique perspective to see two organizations that if you just looked at it on paper wouldn't look very different. But when we hear the actual personality of the performing organization, it's interesting.
You can hear more of this conversation with Sharon Isbin and Maestro Timothy Muffett online at WKAR.org, but the concert Spain and the Americas with the Lansing Symphony and guest guitarist Sharon Isbin happens Saturday night at 8 in the Wharton Center of East Lansing. More information at LansingSymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.